Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for August 12th. The first tropical storm of the season has formed in the Atlantic Ocean. The National Weather Service is urging folks not to panic. There is absolutely no way any forecaster can say with a certainty where the storm will go this far out. It's a minimum of 10 to 12 days before it strikes anywhere on the East Coast if it gets here. However, it's never too early to make sure that your emergency plans are put together. Decide right now if you and your family will evacuate and know where you're going to go and how you're going to get there. Check out your emergency kit. You want food, water, medicines for yourself and your pets for 3 to 5 days. You also want to have a supply of cash in case ATMs and card readers don't work. Make sure you've got plenty of batteries and chargers and that your devices stay charged. Fill your vehicle's gas tanks. Around the house, make sure that anything that can jump up and fly has been put away and secured. Have a plan to protect your windows and trim and remove tree limbs. And first and foremost, only use trusted sources such as local emergency management, the National Weather Service, or meteorologist Christopher Cawley for your weather. Deborah Dahl received most of her dogs back Friday. The haul for a woman still faces 2 felony and 19 misdemeanor counts of cruelty to animals, but 94 charges were dismissed by the district attorney's office. At least 14 of her dogs died, either during transport or while being treated for chronic health conditions. We have much more on this story on our website. City of Whiteville may see a little bit of flood relief for some areas. City Council on Tuesday will get an update on an agreement between the city and R.J. Corman Railroad to improve drainage along Canal Street. City Manager Darren Curry said in a memo that officials have submitted all the necessary paperwork to get permission to go under the railroad. As soon as that application is approved, the city will begin enlarging the drain tiles under the bed. Curry also said that the city is looking into other funding sources after $5 million in federal money was frozen for the Molly's Branch project. You can see this story on our website for more information. The Columbus County NAACP is going to host a presentation and listening session on flood preparedness on August 24th. Partners include the West Whiteville Initiative, Southern Coalition for Social Justice, Blueprint North Carolina, and the North Carolina Conservation Network. Refreshments will be provided. Registration by RSVP is required. You can call 919-323-3380, extension 142 to RSVP. The meeting again is from 6 to 8 p.m. on August 21st at St. Mark's AME Zion Church, 114 West Virgil Street in Whiteville. Whiteville City taxpayers can now pay the city directly rather than go to the county. The city rejected an offer from the county earlier this year for tax collections, opting to do the work in-house, and they've saved a little bit of money at the same time. The first taxes for the new fiscal year have been collected, City Manager Darren Curry said. Bills will go out this week, but residents can just go by, ask staff to look up the amounts due, and pay at City Hall. Sheepdog Foundation is going to hold an open house at its new headquarters at 426 Lee Street in Whiteville on Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. The event will showcase the different opportunities offered by the foundation for youth and adults. Call 910-207-6317. The Food Bank of Wilmington will have a pop-up market on Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. at Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church. There are no income, residency, or ID requirements to receive assistance. The church is located at 6224 Chadburn Highway in Chadburn. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.